Blog Talk Radio.
This is my testimony, everybody. How God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words. Love is felt most.
Love is felt most
when it's genuine.
You are. Love,
I had my share
of love abuse.
Manipulated.
You
and its strength.
Good evening. This is Mary Hollis. The next chapter, director of the next chapter ministry, a ministry embracing widows. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture reads, honor widows that are widows indeed, 1 Timothy 5:3. I hope that everyone is doing okay tonight. Well, tonight we have a special guest. And our special guest has some words and encouragement for us tonight. But before we begin, I would like to read from my spiritual refreshment. Loneliness. I am convinced that neither the present nor the future, nor any power, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's coming from Romans 8:38-39. You don't have to be alone to feel lonely. It is all about how you are connecting those around you. Perhaps you are in a place in your life where you feel no one understands you or no one cares. This time in your life probably won't last long. Then you will make the connection and the loneliness will pass. But until it does, remember that God has promised to always be there for you. Listen to comfort and to encourage you. He is close to you, just a prayer away. And tonight, we're going to be encouraged by Reverend Pastor Herman Haynes of the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church, and he's in charge of our care and counseling. And he's going to come on and give us a word of encouragement tonight. Pastor Herman Haynes, are you there?
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I hope everybody can hear me. Let me just say Merry Christmas to everyone. I know that may be somewhat oxymoronic in terms of what some may be feeling today, but want to let you know that still, in spite of your situation, it still can be a Merry Christmas. Let me thank Sister Hollis for allowing me an opportunity to come and share with you and to somewhat redeem myself from before in a situation where I was not able to come on, but certainly I'm feel honored and blessed to be asked to come on and to share with you. Sister Hollis has already read a very potent and important scripture that is relevant we recognize and realize that, you know, the holidays can be a difficult time for widows in terms of your memories of the past and what have you. You know, it can be impossible for even consider participating holidays without one's spouse. Those shared traditions and memories from the past, you know, probably do not feel appropriate now. And sometimes even you may feel guilty about participating in some special days without your spouse. So we do recognize that. Sometimes there may be a great deal of confusion and frustration about the holidays and some questions about even whether to celebrate with family and friends or exactly what to do. And some actually may feel emotionally paralyzed. And so we do recognize these human feelings that are natural and human that comes by way of the situation at hand. But we also want to let you know that while widowhood in part will somewhat shape who you are, it does not need to define who you are. So it does not need to define you who you are. You can indeed honor your past. You can indeed treasure your past. And you can and should certainly love your past, but you do not have to live in your past. You do not have to live in your past. You indeed are here in spite of the loss of one of the most devastating kinds of action and the loss of your spouse and a life-altering experience. The fact that you are here and even listening to us tonight means that you have a very basic entitlement and God has something special for you, including a life of abundance and including a life of peace. We just need to move towards developing and learning the tools to help you heal. And so I just want to come and let you know during these holiday seasons that in spite of some of those natural feelings that you may have, that there are some feelings that can move beyond those natural feelings by way of allowing the Holy Spirit and the power of God to empower you. I'm just reminded perhaps of some encouraging words that may be able to be seen through the scripture that I'm sure you all are familiar with, that concerning how our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ raised Lazarus from the dead. You remember the story about Lazarus and his two sisters, Mary and Martha, and how Martha indeed said, and was upset with the Lord, saying that, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother Lazarus would not have died, if you had been here." And certainly I'm sure there are times in your lives that you reflected on situations that happened and said, "Well, where were you, Lord? Because if you were here, if you are what so many say an on-time God, my spouse would have not have died either." And so I can understand that feeling, but if you don't stop there and continue in the story and continue realizing that in the story, Jesus deliberately waited 4 days. In Old Testament times, it was a tradition that after someone had died for 3 days, it was certain that they were dead. And so Jesus deliberately waited 4 days before he came to Mary and Martha's house. That was, if you recall the scripture during that passage, scripture that he said that Jesus wept as well. But in particular, the focus should not be necessarily on that part of the scripture. But if you keep reading on, you see that Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. Well, the focus is not for me to tell you Jesus is going to raise your spouse from the dead, although we do know that those of us who have accepted the Lord as personal Savior, the Bible tells us, you know, we'll rise and we will see them again. But the focus is not necessarily on raising your spouse from the dead on this side of Jordan, but the focus is on the fact that Jesus can raise those dead things in our life. And in particular, as it pertains to you, the widows, and those who have lost a spouse, and Jesus can raise and make vibrant and make alive again those dead feelings that you have. So if you pay attention particularly to the fact that our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, can come in whatever feelings that you may be having during this holiday season that you're making you feel depressed, that making you feel down and out, Jesus can raise those feelings and make them become alive again. And so in making them become alive again, though, it's more than just a feeling, but there's some things that, you know, some things that you can do to help move forward as well. In spite of, you know, people have these different cliches that time heals, you know, all wounds. Time may be an important factor, but time alone won't just heal your wounds. You need to also be able to develop some tools to help heal your wound. And by way of this program and by way of other programs that Sister Hollis and those Next Chapter Ministry has, those can be some tools that helps you move on and can help heal your wounds. Jesus will be the catalyst for raising some of those dead feelings, some of those dead areas in your life that may come by way of you reflecting and reminiscing about the times that you had with your spouse. But the fact that you are here, the fact that you're on this call, and the fact that you're hearing me says that God has something even bigger and better for you to do that would be a blessing not only to you but those who God will put in your life to serve as well. You know, it's also sometimes people tell you, well, you need to move on and move and bring closure to it. Well, you know, unless you've been there, and even you, as you talk with each other as widows, one widow may say to another, well, I know how you feel, but the fact of the matter, really, you don't know how each other feels. It's only you and the Lord. You can imagine you have that same experience, but really just you and the Lord really knows how you feel, but you can move forward. And so you can't, you know, and don't feel that you should just be able to just totally get over it, but you can be able to move forward in spite of what has happened. And embrace what has happened and then move forward by surrounding yourself with people who are going to support you in the healing process, by limiting your time with those who may be expressing negative opinion, observations, and insight, and by being around those like you're around in this program, on this radio program, and around people like Sister Hollis, who is who I'm so blessed to be around, and thank God for the vitality and the gift that God has placed in her and with this ministry. So do know that just like Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, it's symbolic in terms of him being able to raise those dead feelings that you may have during this holiday season, and bringing back some vibrant feelings that you may be able to experience, a level of joy that passes all level of human understanding. You know, the scripture also tells us that, and lo, I'm with you always, even until the end of the world. And so even during this time of sometimes the holiday, what we call the holiday blues, Jesus said, and lo, I'm with you always. So please be mindful that, despite and in spite of some of your human feelings that we have to acknowledge, that you can move beyond those and be uplifted to the point of being able to be a blessing to others. It's not by happenstance that you who are on this phone call tonight are listening, because God even has something great for you to do in serving others. And you will find out as you serve others that God will be helping to heal you as well. Does not mean that you won't go through some of the same experiences in terms of some of the human feelings that you would have. But again, there's nothing too hard for God, and God can move you beyond that. In fact, I want to just share with you, if Sister Hollis, I can, there's There's a website you can go to if you have not already explored it. Some of you may have already gone to it, but there's a special website that has something that has a free holiday survival guide, a free holiday survival guide. And the website is www.widowspath.com. Again, widowspath.com. They have a free holiday survival guide that you can download that may be of help to you during this time as well. And then there's a couple of other partner websites that you may want to peruse as well. One called MoveBeyondGrief.com and then HowToHealGrief.com that you can also check out as well. But I just wanted to just encourage you to let you know that while I can't certainly and wouldn't even attempt to say I know how you feel, I can can't even imagine how you feel, but God knows how you feel because God made us individually, and he certainly knows what you're going through even when it doesn't feel that way. So our Lord and Savior can be the one who can lift us up as we continue to enjoy this holiday season. So spend time with others, surround yourself with others who are doing some positive things as well, and know that, again, the scripture says, oftentimes weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. I just want to take this opportunity once again to thank Sister Hollis and the Next Chapter Ministries, Sheila Coley, and all those whose name I can't call out, but they have been a blessing to the members of the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church family, as well as to those across the country who have called in. And certainly, I know that eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, nor have entered the hearts of either of us, of you, what God has in store for you. I know you didn't choose to be a part of this kind of ministry, just like I didn't choose a lot of times to be a part of where God has me. But God's permitted will has allowed us to go through some situations that would help us even strengthen our own families, ourselves, and those who he will surround us with. So, Sister Hollis, if I don't want to take up any undue time, but thank you for allowing me to share. And I just want to remind everyone, just please focus. If you want to read that story in John regarding Lazarus, it's the 11th chapter of John, that entire 11th chapter. But in particular, I'm saying focus on the fact that God can raise those dead feelings that you may have, those dead depressed feelings you may have, and bring them back to vibrancy, bring them back to life if you allow him to do that, because there's absolutely, again, nothing too hard for God. We remember that when we think of Abraham and Sarah in their older years. There's nothing too hard for God. So be encouraged and do indeed have a Merry Christmas and a very happy and prosperous New Year, and know that God is in control. Thank you so much, Sister Hollis.
Well, thank you so much, Pastor Herman Haynes of Care and Counseling of the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church. We do appreciate, Sheila and I do appreciate you coming on the air and sharing those words of encouragement and all your support that you have given the Next Chapter Widow Ministry. And I thank you so much for continuing to be our mentor and always be there whenever we need you. And we just thank you so much for that words of encouragement. And the last few weeks I've been working with you on different type of projects from the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church. We had different types of we had workshops and also a speaker that came in. Yes. And gave us tips and ways to get through the holiday blues, as well
yeah.
as they also had a memorial service for members who had lost us since 2010. And it was such a great occasion, and I think that everybody was enjoyed it. The family was touched by what we did, and it is a blessing to do that because so many of us are hurting from so many different things, and I just thank you so much for your support. But one thing that was important that I got from that past two weekends is what was stress always to help you get through the holiday is to reach out and help someone else.
Yes.
That will encourage you to get through what you're going through. Because when you help someone else and you see how much it touched that person, it encourages you to that you know that you're not in this all alone. There's other people there feeling just the way you are feeling. And I just think so much that I was a part of that because I got so much from that myself. So it was a wonderful thing. And I'm sure everyone out there enjoyed this message tonight, Pastor Haynes.
But thank you again. Thank you again for having me, and thank you again for reiterating, yes, this weekend's activity, which we will be doing every year in terms of sharing and helping people with the holiday blues, as well as that service of remembrance we plan to do yearly as well to honor those who have lost a loved one during that year. So thank you for your help there. And like you say, and it's very important, I found that as you're ministering and helping others, it helps to heal you as well.
That is right. And thank you so much, Sheila, and I do appreciate that very much for you coming on the air and also very dedicated because, audience, he's in Miami. He lives here and works with the Greater Piney Grove in Atlanta, but he's during his travel, he decided to be faithful and be a part of us, even in another city. And we thank you so much for that.
Yes, technology.
But, we only have a few more minutes on there. Anyone else has anything to say about his message tonight? But I'm sure you've enjoyed it, and I have also. One thing, I do want to make an announcement. We will have our Christmas get-together this coming Saturday, December 18th, at the Hilton Hotel at the Stonecrest Mall from 9 until 11 a.m., and we hope that you will be able to come and share this moment with us. I know there's others from other states. Sorry that you will not be able to be a part of us. Just be thinking about us, and we will be thinking and praying for you as well. But please come out and fellowship together for this Christmas gathering and just knowing that Jesus is the reason for the season. And I would like to close by reading some more from my spiritual refreshment regarding loneliness. God sets the lonely in family. He leads forth the prisoner with singing, Psalms 68:6. It isn't God's will for you to feel lonely, alone. He has gone to great length to include you in his family and surround you with spiritual brothers and sisters. Open your heart and let God help you make connection with his people. You will find that Christian fellowship goes deeper than any relationship you have had. God wants to send your loneliness packing. You heard that? God wants to send your loneliness packing. Pack it up and put it away. Let him set you squarely in his family. And just want you to be encouraged during this holiday, and want to thank Pastor Herman Haynes from the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church, and where he presides as our care and counseling minister. And he's also want to mention our pastor, Dr. William E. Flippin Sr., where he is in support of this ministry as well. And he continues to support us, and also he cares about his members and others, because putting on these two different events this past two weekends, it was great for everyone. And there were healing in during that time. So we just thank everyone for was able to be present and was able to receive whatever was given out of that. So we will end this show tonight by wishing you all a Merry Christmas. I hope that I'll be able to talk to you again next week, Tuesday, the same time, from 11 till 11:30 p.m. Just be encouraged and knowing that God loves you, and hope that you have a great week, and tune in next week.
This is my testimony, everybody, how God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words. Love is felt most.
Love is felt most
when it's genuine.
You
are.
But
I had my share of love abuse.
Abuse
manipulated.
Manipulated.
And its strength.
And its strength. Miss you. And I can't help.
And I can't help. But to give God glory. When I think about my story, oh yeah, y'all, I got a story to tell.
And I know
you favored
me
because my enemies, they did try, but they couldn't triumph over me. Yes, they did try. But it didn't work. I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still blessed. I'm on my way to my destiny. Because the favor of God is on my life. Let me tell you about love.
Love
is patient.
Love
is kind. Love is felt
most
when it's genuine.
I
had a whole lot of people in my life who abused my love. They manipulated
it
and took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. But I can't help it. But to give God glory today,
when
I think about all I've been through, that I still came out on the winning side. I don't know about you, but I know that he favored me because my enemies, they did try. Sing it, y'all. But they couldn't triumph over me, because great is he that is in me than he that's in the world.